I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, everybody. It is a rare show for us this week with a couple Twins afternoon games we are on today. And we'll bring plenty for you. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Laura Oakes with the news. Rena Sargentopoulos from Care 11. We hope to make a fixture on the show. Rena is with us at 12:35 playing politics. At 1:35, Derek Falvey, the chief brand wizard for the Minnesota Twins, and plenty of your feedback. As I said at the start, not caring is not a viable option for me. This is just my opinion. Not caring about what Cassidy Hutchinson had to say yesterday is not an option for me. Top aide for the chief of staff, Mark Meadows, who's feckless, he's hiding, voting in multiple states. There's some irony in that, isn't there? When she steps up and says what she says, and you're saying, I don't care. Let's not forget. Let's never forget that the 45th president of the United States on January 6th was trying to stop the certification of election where, through the courts, which he was allowed to pursue, he lost and 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 he lost. And I could go on and on. He only won minor cases. He didn't win any significant, substantial case, period, end of discussion. Bill Barr, the attorney general, and other Republicans telling the president, his allies telling him, outside of the goofball squad of Rudy and Lynn Wood and Mike Flynn, what a patriot Mike Flynn is, by the way, a man who served our country. And he is such a coward in this case. Not a coward serving this country. Let's be really, really clear about that. Absolutely not in that case. But in this case, he can't even say, yes, he's in favor of the peaceful transfer of power. That should be unanimous in our country. It's not complicated. Donald Trump was trying to stop the election results because every single day he thinks of one thing. How does today benefit me? That's how he wakes up every single day. He got into politics. How does it benefit me? He got into politics on the national way. Let's not forget this. By questioning the birth certificate of our first black president. Never had come up before. First 43 presidents never came up. All of a sudden now, we got a black guy. Nobody knows him. Remember when Donald was saying that? Nobody knows him from high school. Nobody knows him in Hawaii. Plenty of people did. They didn't engage in his nonsense, then finally showed the birth certificate. Didn't stop him. Because sadly, we have too many racists in this country. And by the way, let's be clear about this. By no means am I saying everyone who voted for for Donald Trump is racist. So don't take that nonsense out of context. The percentage is too damn high, though. But no, there are many, many friends of mine who voted for Republicans. Because I point this out, just bring the far left tax on. Let me just say this for the 10,000th time. Voted for Republican as president in 2016. Of course, I didn't consider Donald Trump. He's never, ever, ever been qualified. Voted for Republican congressman for a decade plus. Voted for a Republican in the last election. Said the other day, if Mitt Romney ran in 2024, write him down for me, I'm in. So stop with the far left nonsense. We now find out that on January 6th, when many of these folks were peaceful protesters, many of them were just upset that their guy lost. But others were intent on criminality, brought various weapons, abused and harmed police officers. Wait, hold on. Donald Trump, law and order. Except if you're disagreeing with my people. And when it was crystal clear that many of these folks who were arriving had weapons, what was Don Trump worried about? How it looked. Because he's obsessed with crowds. And so what did he say? According to Cassidy Hutchinson, by the way, Mark Meadows' top aide. Look at all the other members of that administration who have praised her, have talked about how essential she was to communications. What did Donald Trump, the commander-in-chief, whose number one job, every president's number one job, is the safety of our country. Take the mags out of there. Take the metal detectors out of there because they're not here to hurt me. Again, wakes up every day. How will this day benefit me? That's not criminality. The coordination questions aren't involved with criminality. Now, on the Secret Service part, which was also just as stunning as can be, where she's saying the president in the SUV is, she's been told, not that she witnessed it, again, let's be clear, that she's been told that he reached out for the wheel and reached out towards the throat of Secret Service agents. When you have Secret Service agents, who, by the way, I saw on multiple networks last night, praise these very credible individuals. When reports are saying they're going to push back and say that's not true, I want to hear from them. If there is a disparity, we need to hear that. We need to hear them on the record, though, right? I'm pro-journalism. But if she's going to stand up at 26 years old and have her life completely turned upside down, then let's hear from these folks on the record about this. How about also yesterday, just hearing this affirmed for another time? Of course, he was doing nothing to calm the waters during this time, right? Nothing. When the chance of hang Mike Pence, Donald Trump says, as Pat Cipollone, who's hiding, by the way, hey, testify. Yes, I know you've testified in questions behind the scenes for 5 hours. That's not the same as national television. You're an attorney. You're the White House attorney. Not the Trump attorney. You're the White House attorney. There's a difference. When they're chanting, hang Mike Pence, and is he sending more security? Is he reaching out to the country? No. He's saying Mike Pence deserved it. And you're telling me you don't care? And let's get to this one. Joe Biden to me has been a major, major disappointment so far as a president. Inflation's atrocious. Afghanistan was handled horribly. He had Republicans he could have reached out to. Most want no part of talks, just like most of the far left wants no part of outreach. He could have worked with them. He hasn't. But the idea that you can't care about what's going on with inflation and gas and other issues and also care about this, nonsense. Nonsense. This was a coordinated attempt to stop an election. And the president wanted to go to the Capitol. Think about this. Wasn't going to walk. He was going to drive. But he wanted to go with him, that short drive. What was he going to do? Go in the Capitol with these individuals around him with weapons, chanting, hang Mike Pence, and Donald Trump wanted to go with him. And the Secret Service, and they haven't pushed back on this, had to stop him from doing this. And you're telling me not caring is an option? Go ahead. Go at me. Tell me where I'm wrong or add to what I've said in agreement. We should care about this. And the Republicans, as someone who's voted, again, in the election where Donald Trump won, I voted for a Republican, not him. Go to Ron DeSantis. Go to Chris Sununu. Go to Tom Cotton. Go to Marco Rubio. Go to Larry Hogan. Find other Republicans. He's not fit. The Washington Examiner, one of the most conservative editorial boards in the country, said he's not fit for office because he cares only about himself. 651-461-9226. Let's go. Plenty of lighthearted talk at different times today, but this one should matter. If it doesn't matter to you, tell me why. Text or call 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Computer froze. We've got a music theme. Dave felt that was the soundbite to play. Tunes with food in the title of the songs.
You're close. You're very close. I've got one here. We're back.
Hold on. Okay, let's go. Oh, my God. Tell me we don't have a theme of ketchup as our bumper music throughout the day.
That is exactly what we have.
Oh, we have that many songs?
You know, there's not a lot. We may have to double up on one or two. But, yes, every song you hear will either be named ketchup, have ketchup in the lyrics, something to do with, I think we both agree, probably the least favorite condiment among this show, right?
100%, although we're about to bring in Ketchup Love Arena.
Yeah, which is
into the conversation, you know. So she'll think this is all for her. the ketchup music, you
That's
know.
True.
I mean, why do you ever call it ketchup?
No,
ketchup.
And that was bugging me yesterday that she was going with the A sound instead of the E.
Yeah.
Cassidy, come on. The story is great. It's gripping, but it's ketchup. It's not ketchup. Come on.
What if Kinzinger, who wasn't questioning, Representative Cheney, can I have a point of order? Hey, Cassidy, it's ketchup.
Yes.
Okay, it's not ketchup.
Yeah.
Okay, can we get to the?
We're not spelling it C-A-T-S-U-P. That's for amateurs.
Yes, exactly. This is big time here. Okay, what grabbed you most about yesterday?
The weapons. You know, the weapons and the pulling away the mags, as we call them, right? I think that was number one, easily. I mean, the other stuff was gravy. The ketchup on the wall, the tantrum he threw inside the beast, you know, reaching for the steering wheel or reaching for the neck. I don't put a whole lot of focus on that. Whatever, he was a, 70-year-old man throwing a tantrum. I don't think the Secret Service is going to have a problem fighting him off in a hand-to-hand battle. Yeah. But it's absolutely the looking at the photos seeing the video of what the crowd was looking like outside moments before he was going on and saying, no, let everybody in. If they've got weapons, I don't care. We need people here.
100%. That's it. Let him in. It looks better. And they're not here for me. How do you overcome that? And by the way, a lot of people talk about hearsay witness, because a lot of what Hutchinson was saying was, I was told this, told that. You don't think they've subpoenaed all these other folks who were directly there? They're running and hiding. They're asking for pardons. Why did all these people ask for pardons? Donald Trump himself said multiple times, if you take the fifth, you're guilty. It's obviously more nuanced than that, but Donald Trump, his own words, Dave. So to act like we haven't had witnesses in court cases over and over and over again where they were hearsay. I'm seeing this too, by the way, on Kavanaugh, by the way, and Colonel Vidman, that all of a sudden, you think that their testimony fell apart? I don't think Colonel Vindman's testimony fell apart one bit. And I said on the Kavanaugh matter, I honestly don't know which one is telling the truth. I just said, if you have that much controversy involving someone, does it rise to the level where when you have many other conservative justices, because Donald Trump won, right? He won. He was my president, said it every time. I don't buy this. He's not my president. Like, there's a texter, okay? He's a Nazi. No, he's not a Nazi. Was he staging a coup? Pretty much looks like it. If we saw this in another country, we pretty much would call it a coup. But he's not a Nazi. Just like when people said that about W or Barack Obama. No, Nazis kill 6 million people. That comparison is disgusting. So, Cipollone and Mark Meadows and Peter Navarro, you don't think all those people who are more directly involved have been asked? So, I agree that hearsay is a part of her testimony. Absolutely. And case after case after case has included that, okay? Don't act like this hasn't happened before. This unfortunate thing happened, reading a bunch of texts here. Everyone in KS, let's make a plan to make sure this will not happen. Washington needs to focus and have a plan first. Prosecute Trump next. No plan on this disaster where people have gotten killed or injured. Should not have happened with a grand plan to prevent something like this. Dave, who could have predicted this to this level? Now, people were saying forever that Trump would never accept a loss. I mean, he played it out right away when he didn't win the Iowa caucus in 2016. Ted Cruz did. Let's not forget this. And he said it was rigged. 2016 was the last debate with Hillary. I don't remember. By the way, I didn't vote for Hillary. I thought she ran a lousy campaign. I was tired of the Clinton corruption. Democrats could have run a better candidate. I vote for who I think is the best person who ran. And to me, that was John Kasich. Okay? And I'm sick of two parties. I'm not going to just accept that we have two parties. That's part of our problem. But he pointed out in 16 that if he lost, it wouldn't be legit. And then he sat there for months and months and months and said the mail-in ballots aren't legit. When now the testimony's come out that his campaign folks were telling, don't say that. And everybody knew that in the actual balloting the night of the election, he was going to be ahead. And then the question was, would Biden gain enough to win? Because they were pushing harder for the mail-in ballots. I mean, it's not that difficult. Let's get to more of the texts. Why is the Secret Service denying Trump tried to grab the steering wheel? You know, we're getting a lot of texts on this. As I said during the first part, and just reiterate again, when two credible, according to people who know those Secret Service agents, two credible agents are saying that this isn't true, we need to hear from them. I want to hear from them. If this points out that there's a flaw in what, and this was a part of the hearsay, then that should be a part of the record. But take it all in. Just remember, he lost. There was coordination from multiple outlets. And when people were arriving with weapons and the Secret Service wanted metal detectors, he said, no, they're not coming for me. He didn't care about the safety of others. That's the President of the United States. I don't know how you overcome that. Rena Sargentopoulos, ketchup lover, when we come back on CCO. I want to talk K&S right now. And we've had some beautiful days here, right? Where sometimes it's borderline where they need the air conditioning. Sometimes. Other times you want that AC to work 100%. We've had the 80s and 90s, even the 101 about 10 days ago or so. I have a company I believe in a lot and have for, man, what is it, about a decade or so? KSHeating.com. K&S Heating there. You can call them 952-697-HEAT. If your AC is 10 years or older, this is a great time to have a free in-home estimate. Also, look at your energy costs. Oh, that's a lot of fun right now. That's why when they come out, they'll let you know if it's just the spring-summer tune-up, just like the fall-winter tune-up. And if you just go there and get it set up for twice a year, $189. But if you need a change, they have a spectacular deal because they work hand-in-hand with Lennox. And they have a Lennox 15-SEER AC for under $3,000. Trust them. Have them out at the condo or house. KSHeating.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Oh, my God. Ketchup does not. I mean, potatoes wants absolutely no part of traditional potatoes. I know it's a default for some people to go to French fries, but there's so many better options. Here she is, the chief spokesperson for Ketchup Across Planet Earth. Our friend Rena Sargentopoulos is on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Please tell me that when you and the family gets together and it's like a traditional baked potato, do you like a traditional baked potato, first of all?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, it's a potato. Sure. You can really do nothing wrong with a potato in my eyes.
Okay. Sour cream?
Sure.
Salt and pepper.
Absolutely.
Cheese.
Butter. Why are you missing butter?
Butter's fine. You know, I think if you have the cream on there, I think you're don't. Now, please, please, for the sanctity of decency across the planet, tell me you don't have to put like a dollop of ketchup on the top of your baked potato.
I am not a monster, okay? Just because I like ketchup does not make me a serial killer. No, I don't put ketchup on my baked potato.
Dave, if we work this out and make this a weekly feature, which we want to do, that's the soundbite that we play before the arena appearance.
I've already got it flagged.
I'm not a monster. We're not going to talk politics here, but when you heard that the president threw a plate with ketchup smeared all on the wall, were you more worried about the White House or were you more worried about the unused ketchup which just went to waste?
Well, I'm not going to play this off here. I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. I have been knee-deep in a wolf story today, so I have no concept of what what you're talking about.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, sometimes that's good. Sometimes that could. Did you say a wolf story?
I did indeed, yes. I've been logging 4 hours of video about wolves, so.
Dave, how would you feel after logging 4 hours on wolves?
Be ready to move on.
I'd be, honestly.
I'm ready to move on. I promise you I'm ready to move on.
I mean, 15 minutes in, haven't you seen enough?
I have. I just have. It's all going to be fine, though. It's a really interesting story. It's really interesting, and it's—I don't know when it's airing, so I don't—I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it or not. But
okay, let's just let Dave and I want the two of us to be the judge of this. She sounds tortured. This could be a cry for help. She had to watch 4 hours of wolves. Doesn't know when it's going to air and thinks it's really interesting. I don't think it is. I mean, I hate to say this. I'm trying to start this on-air relationship. Make together for like 10 years, but I think I'm going to speak for Dave. I don't think we think this is that interesting.
You know what? I'm going to one-up you and make it even worse. I've been watching 4 hours of video, and I haven't seen one wolf in the video.
Jeez.
Oh, but it's going to be good.
Dave, is this causing you to set the DVR to Care 11 24 hours a day just in case this story pops up?
Well, can't you just get some B-roll from Crunch at Target Center and call it good enough?
That'd be good.
God, Crunch is so underrated. He's an excellent mascot.
Which mascot in town is overrated? Which one do you think, come on, do better?
Oh, that is a good question.
Thank you.
I don't know. Do we have any mascots that aren't great?
Go ahead, Dave. This is an area for you where you're kind of a cutting-edge mascotologist.
Crunch is solid. You got to go to the college ranks to get into your number one. Goldie's a solid number one.
Okay. Are we saying this just because he spins his head around? Is he falling back to that trick too much?
What else is he
going
to do?
Or her.
I
guess I was pro. Yeah.
Well, Goldie's an athlete. Goldie looks good in any athlete, you know, any athletic uniform. He can skate. He can run the football field. He can hoop a little bit. Goldie's solid.
So his versatility.
Crunch can, like, dunk, man.
Yeah. I think Nordy for the Wild, I don't really know what Nordy is.
Do?
You know,
no one knows what Nordy is either. He's got good flow. That's about it.
He does have. Well, am I pro? I mean, what percentage of mascots are men compared to women?
Oh, I would gather that most are men. Wouldn't you think
90%,
just from the weight of the costume and. Yeah, I would think most are men.
Dave, can you put this on at Shad Hartman Show? Rena Sarginopoulos says women stay home and cook and clean. Don't go out in the workforce.
Yeah. Are you now? Are you asking, Jen?
Women are smart enough not to put on a stinky 400-pound costume and run around in the heat.
Wow. Now she's attacking the mascot community.
Absolutely. I'm all in. I'm going all in on this one.
Exactly.
Thoughts on TC Bear. Go.
Also excellent. TC Bear is also excellent. He can hit a baseball. Like, that takes some extra talent. In a bear suit, to hit a home run.
Here's my question about TC Bear.
When have you ever heard the saying, that bear went yard? I mean, like, you can't hear that anywhere but here in Minnesota,
no,
right?
You can't. You know what? Corey Provis, friend of the show, maybe you can work that in tonight. What does a bear have to do with the Twins, though?
And what does Nordy have to do with the Wild? I don't know that there's any real reason. Is there? Bears are cuddly. They're cute. They were probably like, what's the animal? Let's do a bear.
So we'll tell a quick story that I forget his name now. He's a news guy. He used to be on the show before. Is it Alan, I think? I think it's Alan. He was at the fair. We were at the fair one year, and the Cambria Dragon was out there, Rena. And it was one of those days where it's just 105, and it's just as hot as can be. And the Dragon goes behind the scenes at CCO Radio, you know, right near Care 11, by the way. You know, you guys have that little posh trailer back there and none of the rest of us can go into, by the way. We've got this back area, and Adam and the Dragon are back there. And Adam is like, man, God, it's hot out, isn't it? And the Dragon is just sitting there like pantomiming, right? Still in character. There's nobody around. Take the costume off. Cool off. The mascot would not leave character. Now, what do you think of that?
When the mascot was pantomiming, was it a middle finger towards Adam? Like,
yes,
don't talk Adam's... about how hot it is. I'm wearing a dragon suit.
Yeah. I would have taken that thing off instantly. And if it would have traumatized kids.
You do not go against the mascot code of conduct.
Oh, yeah.
I interviewed... Who's the pig from Mud
Saints?
Donna? Yes, Mud Donna. I did an entire TV interview with the pig who never spoke the entire time.
I'm starting, like, you're not familiar with the January 6th hearings, but you're watching wolves and interviewing pigs. I mean, what is going on?
It sounds way more fun to me than whatever it is that y'all are doing.
Be
honest, if you could get away from reality for a little while and interview a pig mascot, like, doesn't that sound way better?
No. Dave, do you want to interview a pig? I like to eat the pig.
Interviewing the pig sounds better than watching wolf video without seeing actual wolves.
Wolf video.
Yes.
Just waiting for a wolf to show up.
Yes. All right, let's pause. A quick one, Dave. Take one out. We'll get out a little early. Come back with Rena. Rena Sarginopoulos, Care 11, with us here on WCCO. What is that? What is this?
Hey, you wanted a theme, my man. You got a theme. This is I Love Sausage Rolls by what appears to be a husband and wife that call themselves Lad Baby. And, they love it with ketchup or gravy.
Rena's back with us from Care 11. Speaking of Mr. Carter, I was on his show today, and we kind of bounced around. And at one point, he admitted to me he has 5 refrigerators at his house. Not one, not 2, not 3, not 4, but 5. I have 1. Am I the rarity? Am I missing something? Am I ostracized from the refrigerator community at your mansion at an undisclosed location?
Right.
How many refrigerators do you have?
Okay, so here's the deal. I do only have 1 refrigerator, and this makes me incredibly sad. I have asked for the last whatever gift-giving holidays there are, I have asked for a second refrigerator, and my husband refuses to do so. I got a terribly ugly sweater for Christmas, and all I wanted was another refrigerator. I'm jealous of the five refrigerators. Well, where does one put five refrigerators, though?
Well, hold on. He just texted me. Recount. Stop the steal. Now he's saying four. I mean, he has so many, Rena. He's getting confused how many refrigerators he has.
Yeah. Can't even keep track anymore. So it's like one in the garage and one's in the basement.
Yes.
One's where the normal refrigerator goes. So where's refrigerator number four?
I don't know. On his back? I mean, I just text me. How many refrigerators do you have at your place? What do you think the average is? I got to believe the average is just one, correct?
I think there's probably people who have another freezer.
Yes,
and depending on the size of your home, so you do. You have like a freezer in the garage.
Yes.
Okay.
Restore bodies.
I would even take that. The regular freezer that comes with a normal refrigerator is absolutely useless. It can neither store pizzas nor ice cream basically it's for ice. That's the only thing our freezer is good for. And my husband is a pizza freak, so we have frozen pizzas
cheapskate
at all times.
Yeah.
No,
tell
he eats regular pizza, one. Frozen pizza, all the pizza.
We got to go. I enjoyed it. Good luck watching more Invisible Wolves videos. Thank you. Rena.
You'll see it.
Soon. Linda's construction time check is 12:56. Time to protect your home against leaf guard gutters.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.